And hello, welcome to the Lionel Shipman Ship Shape Your Finances Show on the CWR Network. I'm your host, Lionel Shipman. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank God for another day and for this opportunity to host this show, another day to make a difference and a positive impact in the lives of others. Before we move on, as I'm getting ready to prepare the show this afternoon, I got a glimpse of the news, and I want to make mention of the recent terror attack that occurred in New York City this afternoon, for those of you that may not be aware. Let's keep all those families of the victims, those that were killed and those that were injured, let's keep those family members in our prayers this evening. And just wanted to let everyone know that there was a truck that mowed down a number of people there in New York City this afternoon. So let's keep the city of New York in our prayers. And just a quick encouraging message for the people there in New York City. Be strong. You have a country behind you praying and supporting you during this hour. So tonight's topic here on the Lionel Shipman Ship Shape Your Finances show is calming your fears of money. It's a great topic considering tonight being, or this evening, or today being Halloween. I am quite sure the fears of many will need to be calm tonight. So stay tuned for that segment. You don't want to miss it. I want to give a big shout out to my biggest supporters, my wife and my children, and I want to give a big shout out to all of the other hosts of the CWR Network. Please visit the CWR Network at www.cwrtalknetwork.com for details of the other hosts and their shows. Please submit your questions and your comments regarding my show by visiting my website at www.shipmanconsulting.com. Click on the Contact Us page, and I would surely respond back to any question or comment that you will leave me. Now, I'm going to open the line tonight should you have a question or a comment on tonight's topic. What are your fears regarding money? So I'm going to give the number out and feel free to call in, and we will address, you have a chance to share some of your fears regarding money. The call-in number is 917-889-8078. That number again for the call-in number is 917-889-8078. Please connect and follow me on my website as well as on social media, on the Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And please tell your friends and family members, coworkers, church members, people at the convenience store, wherever you are, tell them about the show. And by the way, my new book, Sacred Vows, The Knot or Not, is out. You can get a copy of my book on Amazon or at Barnes & Noble. For those of you who don't know what the book is about, Sacred Vows, The Knot or Not is a relationship communication book for couples seeking to be married. However, it is a great tool for married couples as well. This book provides a foundation of effective communication in a relationship, and it addresses four primary areas of a relationship: family, finances, lifestyle, and sex and intimacy. So get out and get your copy today and be prepared to take the journey. You can visit my website at shipmanconsulting.com for details of the book. First, before we get started, let's talk about what is in the news. Seeing that today is Halloween, I thought I would give you some great insight on Halloween, especially regarding our finances and all. I read in the news that Halloween spending will hit a record amount this year, $9.1 billion, according to the National Retail Federation. That number is absolutely unbelievable. That is an increase of roughly 8.3% from last year's spending of $8.4 billion, which that was a record compared to previous years. Billions of dollars spent for Halloween. That's phenomenal. Well, here's the breakdown. We'll be spending, or people will be spending, $3.4 billion on costumes. So you're probably going to see a lot of Wonder Woman, Batman, different characters out there. $2.7 billion will go toward candy that will be handed out to all the trick-or-treaters. Another $2.7 billion will go towards decorations. And the remaining $300 million, that's put in a category of miscellaneous type spending. So $9.1 billion in Halloween spending. Even though consumers are spending that type of money for Halloween, the survey noted that consumers are also looking for deals. The survey found that 47% of those that were polled, they were going to be going to discount stores for what they need. 38% would go to a location that focuses primarily on Halloween. And 22% will make their purchases online. Now, I'm still looking at the $9.1 billion. Regardless of looking for the deals in the stores or either online, that's still a lot of money being spent for Halloween. What happened to cutting holes in an old bed sheet and painting your face white and screaming boo as people come by? That's what happened in my day and time. If you're celebrating Halloween and your money is included in that $9.1 billion, hopefully you spent your money responsibly. Hopefully you did not blow your budget or create more debt. If you did, your financial future, your future outlook could get a little scary. Well, we're going to go for a break right now because we have a lot to cover as we get into our primary topic tonight, calming your fears of money. We'll be right back after this music break.
Lionel Shipman Shape Your Finances Show with host Lionel Shipman on the CWR Network.
Hi, Mom. Is Claire's birthday party today? Me again, Mom. Where did I put my history book? Hi, sorry, forgot one last thing. Sometimes it's hard to concentrate. At school, I start looking out the window, and then I forget what I was supposed to be thinking about. I know it seems like I don't care, but I do. It's just difficult for me. Love you, Mom. Bye.
Join parents and experts at Understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues to help your child thrive. Brought to you by Understood.org and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Lionel Shipman Ship Shape Your Finances Show, and I'm your host, Lionel Shipman. Well, tonight's topic is calming your fears of money. Well, tonight is Halloween. Ghosts and goblins, superheroes, and many entertainment characters will walk the streets in many neighborhoods in search of candy and other items. They would get their fill of tricks and treats, and in many cases, some frightful scares. Adults would get their fair share of enjoyment, too. There would be many parties filled with many characters from the past and the present. They would get their share of tricks, treats, and screams, and hopefully, with the same hope for all of the children, the adults would make it back home safe and sound tonight. Due to the scary costumes and frightful decorations and tricky activities, a number of people would be afraid this night. They would be scared of the howls, screams, and displays and animations. They would need something to calm their fears. Well, I don't have anything to calm your fears of the Halloween night, but I will give you something to calm your fears of money. Money can cause many emotions in the lives of people. Those emotions can be filled with joy, but they can also be filled with fear. Fear of uncertainty, fear of the unknown regarding money, fear of mistakes and failures regarding money. Fear of money can seem to paralyze people, which can prevent them from making sound financial decisions. It can cause anxiety, depression, and overreaction in making sound financial moves. Some people fear that they will not have enough money to retire, so they limit themselves in enjoying life during the years leading up to retirement. They don't travel. They don't even take part in fun activities. They do not simply just enjoy life. Enjoying life does not always cost a lot, but they are so fearful of not having enough money to retire that they limit their enjoyment of life. Now, fear of not having enough money can lead to frustration, depression, and even suicide. It can cause anyone to lose hope in the face of overwhelming fear that a financial turnaround will never happen. Now, some people have fear of asking others for money, especially when they need it. Everyone I know has faced a time in their lives when they needed help. It may not have been financially, but they needed some help. It happens from time to time. I personally experienced a job loss and I was out of work for several months. And even though my wife and I had money in place because of planning on the front end with an emergency fund, fear gripped my heart. But I overcame it. There are some who, because of fear, spend their money irresponsibly in the present time because they feel that they may not live long enough to enjoy it. So they make money and spend money without any budgeting and without saving any money for retirement. They do not really count up the costs whenever they make purchases. They do not look for discounts or incentives that could save them money. They are focused on the here and now. Now, some people fear that others would think odd of them if they do not live as other people live life, you know, meaning buying things such as cars and homes and attending entertainment venues, buying clothes and jewelry, all those things. You know, it's almost like instilling the keeping up with the Joneses mentality. They do not want to be left out of the group or made to feel different among their circle of friends and family. They feel the pressure of others being placed upon them to spend money. Now, personally, I don't have that problem. I think about the vehicle that I drive. Now, I'm quite sure that some people may think that I should get a newer vehicle. You know, I drive a 15-year-old SUV. It has about probably 203,000 miles on it. You know, I feel no pressure when others are driving a newer model vehicle. My vehicle is paid off, is clean, it runs well, and I'm content and I'm satisfied. Now, that's not to say that I will not get a new vehicle tomorrow, or next month, or next year. I have learned to overcome the pressures that other people may try to put upon me financially. So, if you can afford to buy or purchase things and you are satisfied with your financial decisions, go ahead and enjoy life. I'm the same way. As long as I can afford to buy things and my wife and I are satisfied with our financial decisions, we enjoy life. But I make those decisions without the influence or pressure of other people. Now, some people fear money because of past experiences when they were a child. They may have experienced some type of trauma, not having enough food on the table. They witnessed ongoing money fights of their parents. They experienced their utilities being turned off numerous times. Or they had to move often because parents didn't have sufficient money for whatever reason. Some people fear having too much money. Now, we've seen or we've heard of many people, such as entertainers and athletes, live out making millions of dollars during the years of performing or playing, only to have little to nothing to show for it in just a few short years. And in some cases, some of these people had to file bankruptcy. I remember seeing on television, there was a story of a couple who had won a major lottery jackpot. I think it was over $100 million, and that was after tax. So that we're talking about some serious money here. This couple, unfortunately, ended in divorce court. The husband was robbed at gunpoint. The family was ripped apart due to greed and selfishness. And in the end, both the husband and the wife, when they were in, you know, they had divorced, they stated that they wished that they had never won that money. They wished that they could have gotten back their lives before those winnings. It is these types of stories that can cause a person to fear having too much money. Now, do you have any fears of money? feel free to call in to the show tonight. The number again is 917-889-8078. That's 917-889-8078. Feel free to share your story. Even some parents have a level of fear regarding money. For example, some parents are fearful of sharing their concerns about their income, debt, and savings with their children. Now, I'm not saying at a reasonable age where they can understand. Some parents are just fearful of doing that. Some parents are afraid that their kids won't respect them if they don't make much money or they have a lot of debt. Then you have some parents with a high income and a lot of savings. They fear that their children may become more demanding for material objects, knowing that their parents can easily afford them. Now, every day, people are making mistakes with money due to their emotions, making irresponsible decisions. Right now, even as I'm talking, someone is obtaining credit that they cannot afford to repay. Someone is spending money that is designated for the necessities of life, such as their rent or their mortgage payment, or food or utilities. Right now, someone is purchasing things using their credit card that has an ever-increasing balance. Someone is satisfying their wants above their needs. Somebody is deciding not to invest in their financial future. They are refusing to invest in their employer's 401k or stock purchase program. They are refusing to open an IRA or a money market account or a basic saving account, all because of fear and emotions regarding money. I can recall a young lady I used to work with having a strong disposition or a strong sense of fear about spending money. She learned this from her father during her years of growing up. Now, she was very frugal, and she self-admitted she was very cheap. She also had a fear of not having enough money to live on so she could retire someday. Now, because of this fear, she was reluctant to travel. She would not buy any nice clothing to wear, and she really didn't enjoy herself. These are some of her words. She refused to pay more than $10 for a good meal. She said that she would rather just go to McDonald's, of which became pretty much her favorite dining place. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but this is what she was sharing. I can recall when the Blu-ray device, the Blu-ray machines that we have in many homes right now, I remember when they hit the market some years ago, and the cost of the DVD player had dropped significantly. She refused to give up her VCR, even though the VHS movies were phasing out. I know I'm going some years back, but this is exactly what happened as I recall going through this. So the prices of the standard DVD player had fallen, significantly. And there was a Black Friday pricing guide that I had that showed a standard DVD player being priced at roughly $40 or $50. She stated that the price was too high for her because she truly had a fear of spending money. It can happen to anyone. Well, let's take a short break, and we will be back with more information regarding calming your fears of money.
decide to walk to school.
The light counted.
15, 14,
41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted.
I realized
he forgot his homework.
I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Lionel Shipman Shape Your Finances Show with your host, Lionel Shipman, on the CWR Network.
Well, jumping back into our topic, I recall reading an article dealing with the emotions affecting people's decision around money, and it provided some good examples regarding emotions. The first example, think of the investors who always respond to sudden volatility on Wall Street. That emotional response may not be warranted, and they may come up to regret it. Now, in a typical market year, Wall Street can see big waves of volatility, you know, up today and down tomorrow. A plunge in the market can cause people to make unwise decisions. That is why it's important to educate yourselves on how the market works. And always have a good financial advisor to help you understand the market, help you understand your financial goals, and ensure that you will have a good financial outlook while you're investing. Number two, fear and anxiety can also cause stubbornness. Some people have looked at money one way all of their lives. Others have always seen investing from one perspective. Then something happens that does not mesh with their outlook or their perspective. All it takes is just one reaction in the market. Now, in the face of such an event, they refuse to change or admit that their opinion may be wrong. To lose faith in their point of view would make them feel uneasy and lost. So they cling to their point of view and they do things the same way as they always have, even though it no longer makes any sense for them, especially their financial present and their future. Now, in this case, emotion is simply overriding logic, but it happens. Here's another example. What about those who treat revolving debt nonchalantly? Some people treat credit card purchases like a cash purchase. They adopt this psychology in which buying something with credit card feels like they're getting it for free. A kind of euphoria sets in. They have that dining room set or that new ATV or what have you in their possessions now, and they can deal with paying it off tomorrow. This dismissal of the real cost of borrowing can dig a deeper hole of debt to the point to where people will actually utilize their savings to clear this debt. Now, the lesson from this article is what I gather. Emotions can keep people from doing the right things with their money or lead them to keep doing the wrong things for money, around their money. There are two primary things that can help people manage and overcome fear and the emotions of money. Number one, sound and useful information. What I mean by that is obtaining knowledge of truth with understanding. Use this for example. You may have heard people say that money is the root of all evil. Well, that is not true. Some people say that it's biblical. That is not true. The love of money is the root of all evil, not money in and of itself. Money is not bad. the use and the management of it can be. Number two, application. That means using logic and applying knowledge with understanding. Once you learn better, you should do better. Now, seeing that it is Halloween, I'm just going to use this example. Walking under a ladder or breaking a mirror does not lead to bad luck. Perfectly stated. Now, let me give you some other ways to help you manage and overcome your fears of money. Number one, educate yourself. Read books, magazines, articles regarding money management. Attend seminars and workshops. Listen to my show. Come to my workshops and seminars. Always seek to educate yourself in the areas of money. If push comes to shove, number two, seek professional counseling if necessary. Now, some of you may look at that as a bad thing, but if you broke your leg or something, you would go to the doctor. Or if you wanted to get into shape to improve your physical fitness, you would get a trainer. So professional counselors can help you sort through the issues of life that may be contributing to your fears around money. Number three, establish some realistic financial goals and implement the steps to reach those goals. This gives you control over your financial outlook. Number four, create a financial budget and live it out daily. Now, a budget helps you track and manage your income and your expenses. And when you make some changes here or there, it can make a huge difference in your finances, and it can help you maintain your sanity regarding money. Number five, create and maintain an emergency fund. This is a fund, an account set aside that can cover 4 to 6 months of your household expenses in the event of an emergency. Now, you can always stretch this out to cover 6 to 8 months. This can provide a sense of peace and security if or when an emergency, such as a job loss or something like that, occurs in your life. Number six, get on a debt management plan to pay off your debts. Pay off those credit cards, those car loans. As I stated in a previous episode, for some people, having a credit card may not be in your best interest. So just keep that in mind. And when you decide to pay those all those debts off, make sure you list all your debts, not your monthly expenses, but begin to list all of them from smallest to largest and begin to pay them off in sequence. You can use what they call the snowball method if it fits your financial situation. Number seven, live a healthy life. You can do this by eating more nutritious meals and breaking those bad eating habits. Establish some good eating habits. Get on a healthy exercise routine. Start walking, running, cycling, or swimming, or do some form of aerobic or aerobic type exercise on a daily basis. Now, before you do that, I advise visiting your doctor before starting any exercise regimen to ensure improvement of your overall health. And lastly, but surely not least, pray and have faith that God can help you improve or help remove those fears of money. Prayer does work. Well, that's a wrap. This is the Lionel Shipman Ship Shape Your Finances Show. You can catch my show every Tuesday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the CWR Network. Visit the website at www.cwrtalknetwork.com, or you can visit my website at shipmanconsulting.com. Next week, I will have a special guest, so please tune in. Remember these words regarding your money and your life. Give cheerfully, spend carefully, and invest wisely. Talk to you again.